You're welcome back. It is 1:30 the hour, and as usual on a Monday at this time, we now have our careers slot in association with Slianua Careers. And with me today is Liam Horan, CEO of Slianua Careers. Liam, you're welcome to the programme and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have a question sent in via email from a listener, and it says, I am applying for a job. I've done up my CV. Do I really need to put a cover letter in with it? And if I do, what tips have you got? That's sent in from a listener, and they've just named themselves as DC.
In short, the answer I would say is yes. Do everything you can to help the employer employ you. So a cover letter can reinforce some things that are in the CV, can outline exactly the job. Sometimes employers have lots of different jobs going on, recruiters have lots of different jobs going on. So, you know, it's courtesy. Also a chance to say something else that might help you get the job. So some people think the cover letter is more important than the CV. I personally don't agree. My feeling is the CV does the heavy lifting. The CV has all the really important information. You amend it every time you go for a job. But the cover letter can include a couple of paragraphs that are really tailored to the job as well. So it's another chance to land a few more punches, and every chance you get to convince the employer, even subtly, that you're somebody who's efficient, organised, you know, does things in a mannerly, courteous way. All of those things help. I was recently involved with a company who were recruiting somebody, and it made me, just remember once again how important the little things are in applications for jobs. You know, the neatly typed cover letter, proper spelling, appropriate courtesy.
Should it be particularly formal?
No, I mean, it should follow the rules of faithfully or sincerely, depending on who you address it to. But it shouldn't be overly formal. It can be reasonably bright and breezy, you know, something along the lines of, please find attached my curriculum vitae as part of my application or to apply for the position of, as recently advertised. I would welcome an opportunity to discuss further why I feel I can bring value to your organisation. In particular, I'd like to highlight my record of A, B or C, which would be something very relevant to the job, or training you have done, or education you have done. And then should you have any further details, do not hesitate to contact me. Formal, but not old English kind of thing. Sometimes people go too far down the road of being overly formal. So like little things like using whilst instead of while, you know, I would say use while, among instead of amongst kind of thing. You know, little things like that you don't need to go down the overly legalese road either of dated the 13th instant or anything like that. So keep it bright and breezy. It should be dear sir or madam or dear Mr. Ms., whatever, you feel it should be based on the advertisement. It should certainly be dear rather than hello or hi or hey. So, professional but not stuffy or po-faced.
And in terms of length, can it be too long?
It can be too long. Everything in careers can be too long. You can think you're doing a good job by telling them more and this and then that. But in fact, you're likely to lose them. There is a law of diminishing returns. And with the way concentration spans are now gone in the world, you really need to be getting your point made very, very quickly. I would say if you go over 350 words in your cover letter, which isn't that much, but if you go over that, you need to be questioning why at this stage. People who read CVs and cover letters, if they're experienced at recruiting in that area, and you have to presume that they are, they will know in one or two lines what you're saying. And you run the risk of diminishing the good stuff by telling them about the middling stuff, it can just be, stuff can get lost. People, certain things don't register. We all know that whole Chinese whispers trick where something is said and then people are asked, well, what did you hear? And they heard something different or much less than what was said. The same is true of writing. If you put too much in, some things don't register. So select it carefully, get the really strong stuff and get out as well, which is very important so that people are not overly burdened with the reading.
And I know that there's templates available online in terms of constructing a cover letter, templates to follow. What would you say about them? Would you be weary of them?
No, I think they're probably a very good starting point. They're probably formatted nicely, perhaps have a nice font, probably observe some of the you know, the courtesies I'm talking about earlier on, but they're a starting point. No more than a CV template is only a starting point if you go down that road. You must personalise it, you must make it yours. And one of the real advantages of a cover letter is that you can personalise it to the job you're going for. So, you know, the person reading it should always feel like this was a CV and a cover letter sent to me and me only, not one of a radio broadcast of CVs this person has done this week or this day. So every chance you get to mention the company name, you know, or to reference something the company are doing, you should take it, because the amount of people who just broadcast their stuff out but do not make it relevant to the employer is quite staggering, and you need to ensure you're not that, because ultimately the employer is interested in what you can do for them. So you got to make that clear enough in your cover letter as well.
Liam Horan of Slenua Careers, thanks a million for joining us for our weekly career slot. And if any listeners have a question in relation to careers that they would like us to put to Slenua Careers for the career slot, don't hesitate to call us directly on 094-902-5555, text 087-935-0043 or email info@crcfm.ie. That's our weekly career slot in association with Slenua Careers, Mondays at this time every week.